Last week, the heat was hitting the headlines, but this week, there's no change. East Anglian farmers are rapidly running out of water. Pea growers are racing against time to harvest this year's crop. Firefighters are warning that the brief spell of wet weather will not be enough to dampen the dry conditions that have sparked a string of fires. And market stallholders are worried that the heat is keeping shoppers away. While East Anglian householders can still water their lawns and flower beds, farmers are rapidly running out of water to grow vital crops, prompting pleas for precious supplies to be used more wisely. Despite the arrival of some desperately needed rain, the previous weeks of dry weather have left many fruit and vegetable growers nearing their annual abstraction limits, and storage reservoirs are running low. But because domestic supplies are still adequate, enough for Anglian Water not to enforce a hosepipe ban, people are still able to water their gardens while food crops are suffering. Among the problems reported by Norfolk growers are peas wilting in the field, onions down 25% in size and quantity, and high temperatures stunting the growth of carrots, sparking fears of shortages, which could push up prices at the shops. National Farmers Union Water Advisor Paul Hammett said farmers are already being forced to ration their dwindling supplies or prioritise them towards the thirstiest vegetables. The situation is getting serious, he said. Farmers will be conscious that as early as next week they might run out of water and are not able to irrigate their crops on the one hand, but on the other hand, Anglian Water has no short-term intention of introducing hosepipe bans. This offers the potential in the coming days and weeks that members of the public could be watering their lawns while farmers' water runs out. Our plea to the public is to please use water wisely for everyone's sake, including our environment and our farmers. The rainforest will be welcome, but it won't have a significant impact on the overall situation. Anglian Water supported the farming industry's call for people to stop unnecessary water usage in their homes and gardens. The company has issued a range of water-saving advice during the dry summer, including learn to love your brown lawn until the rain returns to revitalise it, and to only water plants late at night when the water is less likely to evaporate. Regan Harris of Anglian Water said, "We all have to share this precious resource with businesses like agriculture, which is hugely important for our local economy, as well as thinking about the needs of the environment."
Norfolk's pea growers are racing against time to harvest this year's crop as the summer heat wave leaves peas cooking in their pods. Aylsham Growers is a cooperative producing 6,000 acres of vining peas across the county, with four harvesters working day and night to gather the crop before it deteriorates further in the dry, sweltering conditions. General Manager Russell Caulfield said some of the crop has had no natural rainfall whatsoever for the whole time they have been growing. "We have got crops drying off in front of our eyes and starting to go yellow. There's going to be a huge impact on yield. Instead of 8 or 9 peas in a pod, it's only 3, 4 or 5 if they've not had any irrigation. Anything over 30 degrees is doing huge damage to the crop. It has been basically cooking the peas in their pod. The crops are hugely stressed and it is a race against time for us to get them harvested and into the freezer."
Norfolk firefighters have warned the brief spell of wet weather will not be enough to dampen the dry conditions which sparked a string of fires. Norfolk Fire and Rescue posted on Facebook to say that Tuesday morning's downpour wouldn't be enough to hold off more fires in the coming days caused by the recent dry conditions. Although it seemed like a lot of rain, it's unfortunately not enough to make a huge difference in the next few days as to how dry conditions will be. And with no more rain forecast, from our point of view, we're back where we were, they said. but they urged people to continue being careful with any flammable items, including cigarette butts, open fires and barbecues. More than 50% of the incidents we are attending are either deliberate or careless, they said. With that in mind, it is the school holidays, and always at this time of year, we see a rise in the number of deliberate and careless fires. They said parents should remind youngsters how dangerous fires can be. It comes after weeks of wildfires and open fires for Norfolk crews, with firefighters facing 163 incidents in one particularly hot weekend alone. They thought 191 open blazes in the period from the 1st of June to the July the 18th, compared with 32 2 years earlier. The constant heat led to tinderbox conditions, meaning even small fires spread rapidly, particularly in fields, farmland or heathland.
Market stallholders have called for more support amid concerns the heat wave is keeping people away from the city and hitting their summer trade. The heat wave last week saw temperatures in Norwich city centre soar into the 30s, with more sun expected over the next few days. Jane Wergman, 67, stallholder of Herbs and Spices, said, "Since the very hot weather, trade has dropped off. It's too hot for people to come into town to shop or to eat." And now it's time for our first feature. This week it continues the hot weather theme. Rebecca Murphy of the Evening News spent a day with the Carrow Fire Station, Red Watch, as they battled flames in 30 degrees centigrade heat. We welcome new Chatterbox reader James Churchill to read the article.